Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, it's been several years since Apple dropped leather and replaced it with fine woven for its iPhone and Apple Watch accessories. Then last year, it mostly dropped fine woven, particularly for iPhone cases, over customer feedback. A new leak this week says that Apple has yet another alternative ready to go, essentially a take two, for the iPhone 17 cases. To recap, Apple stopped selling all leather products, including iPhone cases, MagSafe wallets, and Apple Watch bands, in an effort to be more eco-friendly and achieve its goal of becoming carbon neutral by 2030. The replacement for leather was fine woven, and the response to fine woven from consumers was quite disappointing. The iPhone cases in particular were criticized for being expensive and prone to damage and stains. This new material coming for the iPhone 17 lineup, according to this rumor, will be an alternative to leather made from a new synthetic fabric with a more technical and less luxury vibe. The rumor says we can expect a visible textile texture in colors including green, orange, blue, and purple. The goal of the new synthetic fabric is to be more durable than fine woven, while also still meeting Apple's eco-friendly goals. The iPhone 17 cases from Apple are also expected to have an integrated lanyard loop, so you can attach a lanyard and theoretically carry your phone around your wrist. You can hit the link in the show notes to check out a couple images of Apple's alleged new cases for the iPhone 17. In other news today, we've talked multiple times about Apple's efforts to obtain more rights to MLB coverage for Apple TV+. When we last talked about it, Apple was believed to be the frontrunner for the rights to MLB Sunday Night Baseball. Well, at least according to Yahoo Sports reporter Kendall Baker, that is no longer the case. According to Baker, Apple has elected to end its relationship with Major League Baseball altogether. That means it will add no new Sunday games, no new playoffs, and it will also end its current Friday Night Baseball partnership. Friday Night Baseball currently streams two weekly games for Apple TV Plus subscribers each Friday. So assuming this report is accurate on the latest developments, the new deal would see Apple abandon all interest in MLB streaming altogether. Apple signed a seven-year deal for Friday Night Baseball back in 2022, paying around $85 million per year, and it would run through 2029. Apple, however, is believed to have included a clause in the contract that gives it the ability to opt out of the partnership, and it now looks like the company is taking advantage of that option. Baker reports that Friday Night MLB games will move to NBC and Peacock, who would also then add Sunday exclusive games and wildcard playoff games. Netflix is to partner with MLB to stream the annual Home Run Derby. The MLB TV service, currently owned by MLB itself, is apparently being sold to ESPN. The deals are supposedly, quote, close to being done, but as we've seen time and time again, there can always be last-minute developments that lead to changes of plans. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Whether you're backing up schoolwork, client files, or family photos, Backblaze makes it effortless. Native build, it runs quietly in the background, backing up everything automatically without dragging down the rest of your computer. That means no manual uploads, no file size limits, and no interruptions. Whether you're working solo, running a small business, or preparing for a new school year, Backblaze has you covered. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners get 10% off with code 9to5daily at the link in the show notes. That's 9to5daily at backblaze.com/9to5Mac. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Next up today, one of my favorite features in iOS 26 is AutoMix for Apple Music, which uses artificial intelligence to create DJ-like transitions between songs. Ahead of iOS 26 being released to everyone next month, Spotify is looking to steal some of Apple Music's thunder with its own spin on creating unique transitions between songs. In a blog post, Spotify says that its feature allows users to create unique transitions between songs in a playlist by customizing things like volume, EQ, and effect curves. You can access the new menu in Safari by going to the Spotify app, then tapping the new mix option in the toolbar. you'll see an auto option to create an instant blend of transitions between songs, or you can choose to customize the transitions to fit your preferences. There are specific presets for things like fade or rise, and the ability to make more granular changes by looking at a visualized waveform and beat data to help you find the best spot in each track for your transition. So while Apple Music's Auto Mix feature is designed to work everywhere automatically, Spotify's feature does offer an auto option, but the company appears to be leaning more heavily into the customization capabilities. Spotify's full blog post in the show notes offers some tips and tricks to help you create those perfect transitions. The feature is rolling out this week in beta to Spotify Premium subscribers. Running out today, a new code leak from Apple suggests that Apple is developing Touch ID technology for the Apple Watch. The report for Macworld says, quote, Apple has been experimenting with some form of biometric authentication on the Apple Watch. Code for what clearly refers to the 2026 models of the Apple Watch mentions support for Apple's codename for Touch ID. The code is explicitly for internal use only, which suggests the idea is still in the prototype stage. End quote. Of course, current Apple Watch models don't offer Touch ID or biometric authentication of any kind. Instead, the device relies on your iPhone for biometric authentication and lets you set a passcode. So bringing biometric authentication to the Apple Watch would improve security. The question, of course, is how? Apple has been working on under-display Touch ID for the iPhone, so it's possible that this could extend to the Apple Watch and the Touch ID sensor could be integrated under the device's display. Alternatively, Apple could integrate Touch ID into the digital crown or side button on the right-hand side of your Apple Watch. It's an interesting theory, but given that this feature is currently in early development and still in prototyping, I wouldn't be surprised to see it be scrapped altogether. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.